We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Can you identify major milestones in a believer's life, like your own? What I mean is the really big days, those major events after which things change for a person. Naturally, we could start off with our birthday, the first one, when we enter the world as humans. Are you also thinking of your spiritual birthday? The day of baptism, conversion, the day when God adopted you into His family by giving you your faith in Christ. That is really a bigger deal than our physical birthday. Even if we can't remember it, or even know the exact day when it happened. Let's include confirmation. The day you publicly confessed the faith you were taught, and from that point on, treated as communicant members, invited to receive the Lord's Supper. Some of you are close to the milestone of graduation, while others of us have had more than one of those in our lifetime. All the married people have had a wedding day. And we parents can look back on the days when our children were born. As big as these milestones are, as life-changing as they tend to be, they are not as crucial as the day referred to in our text. What day did the psalm writer have in mind when he wrote this prophecy in Psalm 118? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. What day is that? The Apostle Peter has this answer, what he said to Jerusalem leaders in the book of Acts. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, this is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Let's think again about the major milestones. What would they mean for us if we did not have Jesus as the one who died for you and me and rose from the dead? Our birthdays would amount to what under those conditions? Not much more than the annual passing of time on this steady march toward the grave, and worse than that, the prospect of hell after. Without Christ crucified and risen, your baptism would have no power to do anything. Your confirmation would be meaningless. And our marriages would have no foundation, no solid core in the middle, if Christ is not crucified and risen. Yes, we really need to add Good Friday and Easter, the death and resurrection days of our Lord, at the very top of the list. And be personal about it. The two biggest days in the course of your life and mine, even though it happened way in the past. Thus, with a Christian perspective fully informed, using all that the Bible has to say, you can evaluate so many things from God's point of view, including the major milestones. You can look upon your birth as more than God's gift of life. He gave you your time of grace. With your baptism, you can realize that God was doing a miracle in your heart and turning your life completely around from a death march toward hell to a victory parade en route to heaven with Jesus leading the way. Looking back on your confirmation, you can trace what God was doing to grow your faith up to that point. And Lord willing, if you get married one day, you can do so with the right understanding that God is joining you with this person and offering both of you Jesus as the chief cornerstone of your house, the glue that holds you together as one flesh and makes you a blessing to each other. Because Jesus is risen, He gets to be the cornerstone of how we live our lives to His glory, how we worship Him as His church. He is the cornerstone of a Christian family, a Christian congregation, a Christian school. He is the cornerstone of our good days, our so-so days, even the so-called bad days, which He turns into good days when we learn to cling to Him as our rock and cornerstone, rock in distress. What about your last day? With Jesus as that rock and cornerstone, your final day on earth will be the greatest milestone of all. The moment you move from a life of many consecutive days here in the wilderness to that life of endless day in paradise. What the world will dread in absolute fear at the second coming of Christ, you and I, with all believers, get to embrace in joyful celebration, even anticipation of it now. All because Jesus has made every one of our days spotless in the eyes of God, washed clean of our sins, secured forever in the victory of His resurrection. From the past to the present and into the future, you will have special days, average days, good days and bad, your first day and your last. Through all of them, keep looking to Jesus as that immovable cornerstone, the one who makes every day the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We close singing hymn 355, all stanzas, hymn 355.